This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Your top 10 most played songs of 2022-24 this September. That was Sawa with Do It Big. I'm Lily, your DJ for this morning. I'm out. And up next, Rick Bones with the Afternoon Bulletin.
Good afternoon, citizens of Super Earth. This is Rick Bones bringing you another update from the front lines in the war to save humanity. We've got major developments today, so let's dive right in. It's official. Gaelavare has been liberated from the automatons. Our Helldivers fought tooth and nail, and now we control a critical site for the Democracy Space Station. Construction is underway, and a DSS logistics hub has been established nearby, but don't get too comfortable, people. The DSS will be our ultimate weapon in the fight for freedom, and it needs to be completed before our enemies catch wind of its location. Let's take a step back. Just a few days ago, SE Command sent out a major briefing. Here's what you need to know. Months ago, the Helldivers liberated GW-1-era blueprints for an interplanetary battle station from planet X-45. After intense research, construction of the Democracy Space Station is finally ready to begin. This is a monumental leap forward for managed democracy, a project that will reshape the galactic map, democratically directed by us, the Helldivers. But the road ahead won't be easy. Large-scale infrastructure projects and heroic taxpayer contributions will be required. The orbital construction site had to be secured from two planets with strong magnetospheres, Klasa and Gaelavare, both under automaton control. The decision was left to the Helldivers, and Gaelavare was chosen and liberated just days ago. The DSS will be extremely vulnerable to attacks during construction. It could change the entire course of the war, but its success or failure lies squarely in our hands, Helldivers. Stay vigilant, and remember, the galaxy is counting on us. Three areas need advancements for the DSS: zero-G material science, FTL propulsion, and gigastructure staffing. Every Helldivers mission is crucial now. Failures will delay this project, and we cannot afford delays. While we celebrate victories like Gaelavare, we must not forget our losses. Imber has fallen to the automatons. Helldivers were forced to retreat, and now 16,000 of our troops are redeploying to re-liberate the planet. A reminder, folks, this war isn't just about territory, it's about survival. In other news, the Terminids have launched a brutal offensive at Fact Bay. Helldivers, if you're not already deployed, this is your new target. Reinforcements are pouring in, but we need every able soldier defending that sector. We've got some exciting updates today, including a special transmission from Super Earth Command about a squad that's been making waves. Helldivers, it's not every day we get to celebrate an achievement like this. Squad TNT has been recognized for their extraordinary efforts in completing a major observation mission with precision and minimal collateral damage. They've caught the eye of SEAF Command, and their next steps are critical to shaping the future of our Helldiver forces. Stay tuned as we listen to this special transmission from Super Earth Command.
Attention, Helldivers. We are proud to announce a special commendation. Squad TNT, congratulations on successfully completing the entire observation mission assigned to you. Your exemplary performance, completing all objectives, acquiring samples with minimal collateral damage, and following reinforcement protocols has earned recognition from SEAF Command officials. Your squad's skill sets will now be further developed for recruitment and sustainability training material for the Helldivers 2 Task Force. Here's what to expect moving forward. Execute Advanced Individual Training AIT for new Helldiver cadets. Develop doctrines for weapons handling, engagement tactics, communications, and squad cohesion. Begin interviews and feedback sessions with fellow Helldivers about squad TNT missions. Inquire about weapons upgrades, war bonds, and individuals' backgrounds. Conduct in-mission challenges to inspire curiosity and connection with Super Earth citizens. Create video tutorials for basic Helldiving missions. Establish mentorships with cadets to combat battle fatigue. Document mission progress using Advanced Video Log and Capture Technology, AVLC. Produce mission highlight videos and engage in public appearance campaigns, including radio and TV. Squad TNT is now authorized for mission progression levels 1-8, with higher level missions pending approval. The SEAF Command recognizes your active status and approves additional squad operator acquisitions following the completion of your set training protocols. We wish you continued success in your duties.
Welcome back. So to summarize, Squad TNT is being put in the spotlight and they'll be leading recruitment efforts and mentorship programs to help future Helldivers navigate the stresses of battle. Make sure to go to the link above to watch Squad TNT. Expect to hear more about them soon, especially with their mission progression now active and their approval for some very important tasks ahead. Keep an ear out for their interviews, public appearances, and those legendary mission highlight reels. Now, moving on to our broader war efforts. Additionally, Scheldt couldn't be defended. Our forces have been pushed back, and now over 6,000 Helldivers are regrouping to liberate the fallen world. The automatons think they have us on the ropes, but they underestimate our resolve. Looking at the broader picture, Helldivers, it's clear. Time is our enemy as much as the automatons and Terminids. The DSS project is a symbol of what we're fighting for. A beacon of hope that can rain down liberation across the galaxy. But its construction hinges on every mission you undertake. Fail a mission, and you delay humanity's best chance. If you're on the front lines, keep fighting. If you're awaiting deployment, your next mission is clear. Head to Fact Bay or Imber. Super Earth is counting on you to protect the Democracy Space Station and our future. That's it for today's briefing, Helldivers. Remember, every bullet, every breath, every victory counts. The galaxy won't. Free itself, it's up to us. Stay sharp, stay focused, and dive deep. Until next time, this is Rick Bones, signing off.
Easy for them, but I never could. Lost in the struggle, running behind. Hoping for a chance to ease my mind. Kindergarten blur, I was out of sync. Always 2 steps behind, couldn't seem to think. They flew right past while it fall apart. Took forever just to even start. Wish I could say hold on tight. It's okay if it don't feel right. Every stumble, every tear, put you closer, never fear. And I wish I knew back then that it's okay to lose. It's okay to bend. Through the storm, through the fall, you'll rise up above it all. Every fall. When the world felt cold, 8 years old, story untold. Parents waiting for that dreaded call. Police involved, it was always a fall. But Mrs. Mayfield saw the spark in that day school where I left my mark. Wish I could tell her you're the reason why I'm standing here now, reaching for the sky. And I wish I knew back then that it's okay to fall. Just start again through the storm, through the pain. You'll find sunshine in the rain. Every fight, every
Helldivers Radio was a PB production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.